Tomorrow marks 10 years since the Black Saturday fires in Victoria, the deadliest fires in our country's history. 173 people died in those fires. Let's hear some of the people that RN Breakfast spoke to at the time.
Nothing is standing. No homes, no police station, no businesses, no churches, no community halls. There's nothing.
And there's been head-on collisions up here. There's cars on the side of the road still. You just don't know exactly how many people have managed to get out alive at this point.
It's just something that seems like a really bad nightmare, one of your worst nightmares, that you just feel, I'm going to wake up and this is all going to be going away.
That's the former mayor of Murrindindi Shire, Lynn Gunter, and there was former member for McEwen, Fran Bailey, and Kinglake local Thomas Liberi there, all speaking to Breakfast just days after the Black Saturday fires 10 years ago. The fires changed the lives of survivors and locals. It's also changed the way fire and emergency services operate around the country. Richard Thornton is CEO of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre. Richard, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Pran.
173 deaths, 3,500 properties destroyed. Take us back to that day in February 2009. How did this unprecedented bushfire disaster happen?
Firstly, I'd just like to acknowledge the hurt and suffering that all of the survivors are going through at the moment. This is a really hard week for everyone who went through those fires, so I think it's important that we acknowledge that. I think the fires were a real watershed for the sector, because I think it was totally unprecedented in terms of the amount of destruction we saw in that one day. It was on the back of a 13-year drought with the hottest conditions and very high winds that we saw on that day. But it did really change the way in which we consider fire management in Australia.
The Victorian government knew in advance that that day, February the 7th, was going to be an extremely dangerous day for fires. And the Royal Commission later found that key officials failed to show effective leadership. But there have been a lot of lessons learnt to come from the disaster. And one of the biggest changes, I think, is around advice on whether people should stay at their homes or flee. How has that changed, Richard?
Yes, I think as we went into that fire season, there was a general feeling across the country and indeed across the world that Australia, in particular Victoria, was leading the world in the way in which it was doing community engagement at that time. Black Saturday changed the thinking around that. So the old stay or go, as it was termed at that point, was really revamped. We brought in, following a lot of the research that our centre did at the time and others had done, a much stronger focus on the leave side of that process, particularly on these really, really bad days.
Mm. And so has behaviour changed? I know your organisation did a lot of research in the wake of the Black Saturday fires. One of your findings was that people, even though they're warned, often believe they personally will be safe, even when conditions are very bad. Is that a problem today, or has behaviour changed?
It's certainly something that's still very troubling, is that since those fires, as you said, we were out there talking to the survivors of those fires across Victoria during those days. But we've done that routinely now, following fires all the way through, right up to the most recent fires about 6 to 12 months ago in New South Wales. The troubling thing about that is that we're still seeing that message come across, that people are still waiting to see what happens, that they're not listening to, they're probably not hearing, rather than not listening, to the messages about this day is bad, you need to consider getting out.
So how can we, what needs to be done to change that behaviour, to get that through?
I think there's a number of things that we need to look at is how we, how does the industry, I guess, or the sector, talk to the community about risk better. And we see that across all hazards. We still see people driving into floodwaters. We still see the people not preparing for fire days. I think there's still a conversation that the sector, the emergency services and emergency management sector, need to have with the community about emergencies and how do we raise that up. So we can learn from some of the other sectors where we know that we've effected change some of those things like seatbelts and smoking, for example.
It's critical because we're also seeing more and more of these extreme weather events, aren't we? Last month was Australia's hottest January on record. Today, the Climate Council has a report linking extreme weather events to climate change. And I think some of your research also says climate change is changing the way fires burn. It's increasing the frequency and severity of events. What's changed?
Certainly we expect the days like Black Saturday, where you have these really elevated fire conditions, are likely to become a lot more frequent. So where they were separated by a number of years, they're more likely to come around. So we're going to see days like Black Saturday. I think the critical message out of all of this is Black Saturday conditions will come back. We saw it in 1939, we saw it in 1983, in 2009. It's now just a matter of when those conditions come back, not if. And so it's how do we now start that better conversation of making sure people are prepared in those conditions, and also look at where and how we build. We're choosing to live where the fires roam. So it's how do we live in that environment.
And what about firefighting itself? Tasmania and Victoria both dealing with fires right now. Blazes in Tasmania have been burning for weeks in very remote areas, which has sparked a debate about so-called rapid attack responses to fires. Do we need to be adjusting the way we fight these fires?
I think since Black Saturday, we have been seeing a lot of changes to the ways and the methods that we're using. Black Saturday, if you like, was almost a catalyst to get some of the bigger aircraft into Australia. So the big fixed-wing aircraft that we now see routinely in Australia. But I think there's also a much stronger focus on how do we manage fuels in the environment, how do we better build houses. So there's a change in the building codes that came in following that. And certainly there's a better understanding of how fires behave.
Richard Thornton, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Richard Thornton is the CEO of the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre. Tomorrow is the 10th anniversary of Black Saturday, where 173 people lost their lives, 3,500 properties destroyed. And our thoughts are with all of those communities, those people who lost loved ones, and those communities who are probably still coping with the rebuild and the adjustment after that. Tomorrow will be probably quite a tough day for a lot of people.